Welcome back into Let's Get Local here in the Devil Radio Studios. Devil Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM is where you are listening to this show, or you might be streaming it live on devilradio927.com, or perhaps you're watching us on Facebook. I don't know, but I'm glad you're here and checking us out on a Saturday as we continue to talk with wonderful local business members and businesses around our community that help build, shape, make our community what it is. And exactly this time of year is the time everybody's thinking about what they want their outside to look like at their homes. What is that backyard going to look like? Ooh, are there some projects there? Well, our next guest can tell you all about what they're doing to help beautify people's properties and yards and everything. And that is Kayla from South Central Landscapes. Kayla Sipple joining us now. Kayla, good morning to you, and thanks for being on Let's Get Local today.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me.
So I know the business has been around since 2005, but you guys have been really ramping up what you're doing here recently. So tell us more about South Central Landscapes, what it's all about, and what you all do.
Sure. So South Central Landscapes was started by my partner, Tyler, and he started it in an informal capacity in 2005, just kind of doing some lawn mowing and exterior maintenance services and things like that. And then in 2011, we formally organized as a company and have been just kind of at it ever since. So we primarily focus in landscape construction. The industry term for that is hardscaping. So things like paver patios, retaining walls, outdoor kitchens. This time of year, we do a lot of water management projects. So grade correction, installation of French drains, drain tile, things like that. As the snow melts, water problems start to resurface for homeowners in the spring. So that's kind of what we do.
That's a big one. Before we move on to kind of the other facets of your business, that's a big one, especially like you said, this time of year. And it's something that I've helped out at my work at Project Home, getting more volunteer-based projects to correct grade and water issues, because it is one of the biggest issues for homeowners. And water damage to a house is such a devastating thing. I mean, water can cause so much damage to our buildings. So the fact that you're doing that type of work and are a resource for it is vital to so many homeowners that can't fix the problem on their own.
Yeah, it definitely is. Water is, you know, we need water, but it also can cause serious problems. And I think that's something that homeowners can often kind of underestimate, the full scope of problems that water can cause. Of course, if you are a homeowner that has had water in your basement, for instance, or other water issues, then, you know firsthand how detrimental that can be. But yeah, that's a large facet of our company.
That's fantastic. I love you doing that type of work too. And when you look at, there's so much breadth of kind of the work you do. It's design, it's doing some of the hardscape, creating beautiful spaces outdoors for people, and then of course some of just the general landscaping. Tell us about some of those projects that you've done on a bigger scale to really kind of create a vision for a homeowner that they were looking for.
Sure. So my personal favorite are our outdoor kitchen projects. I think those are just, it's a really, it's a full scope project that really encompasses the entire homeowner's property. Usually, that takes up a large chunk of their backyard. And so I think that's really fun. We've done fireplaces for people. A lot of people will do like wood burning fire pits, as well as hookups for grills and things like that, bar and seating areas. It's just, I find the outdoor kitchen projects to be my personal favorite, but we do a ton of patios. That's probably a more popular service offering than something like an outdoor kitchen. That's a pretty big undertaking for people. So patios are a little bit more accessible, but you can really liven up your outdoor space with a patio. So those are great options as well.
What are your working procedures like with a homeowner that maybe has some ideas for what they're looking for, but isn't quite sure? How do you handle those design aspects in that communication?
Yeah, that can take a couple different avenues. It depends on the scope of the project. So for projects that are a little bit larger, typically what we'll do is Tyler, my partner, will meet with the homeowner and kind of go over if they have any preliminary ideas for a project. And we can, from that point, continue into a design phase where we will create a landscape design plan for them. A landscape architect will draft up that, and we can kind of go through that process, and the homeowner can do some revisions to that design if that's something that they're interested in, and kind of work through the process that way. for homeowners that don't quite want to go through that entire process, Tyler is just a really great visionary for creating outdoor spaces. And so he can come and kind of talk through with homeowners any initial ideas that they have. You can even draw things out on the ground with marking paint. There's a bunch of different avenues we can go that we can pursue if someone's not interested in a full landscape, like a formal landscape design and rendering.
Well, that's great. I love that flexibility for customers as well, too, to kind of be as involved in the thought process as they need to be, or not at all. If they, you know, sure. if they don't have any thoughts and they just say, make something look nice out here. Mm-hmm. And then also just kind of the scale of projects that you guys are willing to do, I think is so crucial because it's not a one size fits all business, of course.
That's very true. For our company in particular, everything is 100% custom. You know, we're willing to work with homeowners on small projects to very large scale projects. And we also do some bit of commercial work as well. So, yeah, I think it's really important to give everybody a customized level of detail and attention to their projects.
We're talking with Kayla Sipple at South Central Landscapes, LLC. You can find them on the web at sclandscapeswi.com. You can get that right. sclandscapeswi.com is where you can find out a whole bunch more. They got wonderful pictures of projects. They've got their social links. All of that's there, including their, you know, how they've been working during the pandemic and all of that. So I know that's really important to you, too, to kind of make sure that during this time you've been caring for your workers and with customers and all that. I'm assuming, you know, as we're getting into hopefully a better place in this pandemic, still kind of being cautious with those procedures, right?
Definitely. Due to the nature of our work, we are not really able to do online and virtual consultations. You know, we do have to come out and do a site visit, kind of assess things. One workaround that we have done this past year that's worked really well for us is for clients who are, you know, not super comfortable in meeting with us. Granted, our meetings are outdoors, which I think does afford an additional level of safety. But for people who are a little bit hesitant to do that still, one option that we've done that's worked really well is we can come to your home to do an initial site visit, and the client can remain inside of their home, and we can just do a phone call consultation. So Tyler will walk around, and the homeowner can still be home, but in, you know, in the safety of their home, if that makes sense, and kind of just conduct it over phone while Tyler is there. So that's one compromise that we've used a little bit this year that has worked really well. Or else, you know, just inherently the nature of our work is outdoors. So, you know, that is definitely helpful for us.
Again, customer service, that it's really accommodating all different preferences for customers. And that's really what it's all about. I did want to ask you one quick thing about the timetable on projects. So if I'm a customer right now and I want to reach out to you, well, what's your kind of timeline on maybe getting back to me for a consultation, estimate, and then actually doing the work?
Yeah. So we try to get back to people the same day, if at all possible. Some, you know, we're a small business and everyone here wears many hats, so sometimes that's not always possible, but we do our best to get back to people, you know, immediately, if at all possible. Definitely the same day is really what we shoot for. And in terms of an initial consultation, we also try to turn that around within 7 days. We don't like to have people waiting. We know people want to get quotes from other contractors as well, so it's really important for us to be able to do that in a timely manner. In terms of getting a project started, that really depends on the scope of the project. I would say for you know, mid to large size hardscaping projects, things like patios, retaining walls, kitchens, we're probably about 3 months out right now. A really great time to get your quotes is either in the winter or early spring, like kind of before the season starts. And I know sometimes that doesn't always work if there's snow on the ground, but the last couple of years, we really haven't had much snow on the ground in November and December. So that's a great time to kind of get your initial pricing. And that way you can sort of mull it over in the winter. And then if you're ready to move forward or need to make updates to that initial quote in the spring, that way we kind of already have the ball rolling. So spring is quite a busy time for us. So the more we can do, the earlier that's great for us.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's remarkable. Just your turnaround time on getting back to people and getting, you know, site visits set up and all of that, is especially for businesses right now, in your industry. I mean, they're just running. So the fact that you can do that and are committed to it is, really says a lot about your company. So that's pretty outstanding. Again, talking with Kayla Sipple from South Central Landscapes. You can find them at sclandscapeswi.com. A great local company, a Dane by Local member, and, you know, just a place you'd probably want to check out. I certainly would if I were you. Kayla, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate you being on Let's Get Local, telling us about the company, telling about the business, and thanks for being a Dane by Local member, too, and just a great local company. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Jason. This is great to chat.
All right. You can check them out again at sclandscapeswi.com, South Central Landscapes. Google them otherwise. That's Kayla Sipple. We'll be back here on Let's Get Local in just a little bit. Thanks for tuning in.
Clouded memories overcast my sky.